This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
KJ Show, WEEI. On the Odyssey app for free, type WEEI. And of course, you can hear us on iHeartRadio in real time. On the Odyssey app, you can replay if you missed any of the show. Thank you so much for being here. Red Sox on a roll, have won 9 in a row. And you just heard Alex Cora say something very interesting. That, hey, I was concerned that maybe Yoshida would be traded early on, but they said, well, he wasn't ready. Oh, he's ready now. And this is where I think it's kind of tough. Is at the beginning of the season, it was just like, hey, the conversation was, how do you even move Yoshida's contract? And now you feel like, they used to say this about old cars, like, you don't want to just do the radiator flush because sometimes the car parts just get so used to inside the radio, the parts that you flush it too hard, you destroy the radiator. You kind of feel that way about this team right now, where you're like, hey, you do any heavy flush. That's why I think you can't let Duran go, because that would be a major change. But with Yoshida, this is a guy who's just returning, and I'm thinking, okay, you're probably getting him ramped up for the first couple of weeks to see what he can do. And if Corey just said, hey, I was concerned about them worrying about him being traded, I'm not worried about it now. Here's why. Two things have happened. One, just so recent that I really can't just give you a bunch of names of who comes back, because starting pitching is one thing. I've always thought that, like, if there's another person you can get into the relief mix, that's only going to help the situation, because Crochet, you're getting great innings. I mean, really, the one, probably the talk of pitching in Major League Baseball is, to me. And maybe I'm biased. If Buehler figures some things out, we can put him to the side a bit. Giolito has performed well. Let's see what Bayo does today. If Bayo shows the same way he showed in his last outing, a complete game, then now you say, are you really not confident about the starting pitching? Or is it really about, hey, the starting pitching is quality enough that if we bulk up the reliever situation, then maybe you feel a little bit better about this team? Like, you just know that now, that if you know that starting pitching is needed. And again, well, let's see where Tanner Houck is, right? Tanner Houck in the recovering and rehabbing and so forth. So that's somebody who's currently not in the room, but when in the room is viable to this staff, right? We're not talking about someone who you're like, okay, they're injured and they're trying to figure out their stuff. We remember the run that he was on last year. Maybe he can get on that run when he comes back. And not have to overextend the team. So I think if there's one key piece, and I still believe this is going to be the situation with the Red Sox, is they've got to go get a first baseman. And the reason why I say that is because the one who's supposed to be the first baseman, you don't even know if they're the future of this team. You know, you just don't know if Tristan Cassis is going to be that guy moving forward. And if any evidence of that, I think there really were conversations about getting starting pitching for him. I think it just... they probably wanted more, which probably the more was probably either Mayer or Anthony or Campbell probably thrown in the deal. And Red Sox are like, no, you're just asking for too much. But if you say there's going to be somebody, I've got a couple of scenarios. Ironically, they all involve Yoshida. Why? Because Yoshida has a number that moves, right? Like if you're trying to get back an upper quality player, it's going to be a player with a number, and that number's got to move, right? So the first one I'm going to put up there is the Red Sox get Josh Naylor and take Justin Martinez as a relief pitcher with them in a package for Yoshida and David Hamilton. That sound fair? That sound fair to you, Jacob?
Absolutely.
Now here's what's funny. You're going to notice another name is going to be a consistent name in who the Red Sox deal. With Naylor, you get a first baseman who's played the bulk of their time in the American League. Quality first baseman. Yes, another left-handed bat, but I think this is the most important. He's been in key playoff situations during those years in Cleveland that you now have another guy in the locker room who can say, you know, I know what this is like. This is what this is about. Something that Crochet couldn't even discuss, right? Bregman is there. So, again, you keep Yoshida and Hamilton for Naylor and Justin Martinez. Sox end up, let's see if their space goes down to. Okay, so they lose them. So the Sox actually save just under $2 million on the deal as well. So, look, I think Arizona at some point is going to figure out what they're going to do with the money they're spending on Galen and Montgomery. I think those guys are not going to be on someone's going to have to pay a super high price for those guys. I'm the Red Sox. There's just too much you'd have to give up, right? It would be like, yeah, okay, if you're really talking about Zach Galen, right? Yeah, okay. We want Duran. we want Mayer. You know, we want Campbell. Yeah, like it would just be too much. Well, then again, I don't know. Something you consider. I'm kidding. Another situation, the Sox acquire Carlos Santana and Jake Junis, Santana first baseman, Jake Junis relief pitcher from the Guardians. For, Jacob, who do you think they're for?
Let's see, Yoshida.
And David Hamilton. You do the deal?
Obviously, but who is taking David Hamilton?
Well, if you're taking David Hamilton, you're taking low cash. That's the idea, right? $33 million would be coming in. Let's just say you bring in Santana and Junis. You're bringing in $33 million. Yoshida's larger contract obviously going out, but David Hamilton's $1 million. It's just over $1 million. So for Cleveland, you're probably saying, okay, if we can start to pare down some of the funds, you know, their space would jump up into the $100 million and only lose $1 million on the deal. You're talking about like their post-trade tax total would be like $132 million and their tax space would be $108 million. So where the Sox, you're like, okay, it's $4 million. You know, their post-trade total would be $236 million and they would clear up $4 million. So again, the Sox would be able to free up some money. Again, if it's about, you know, getting contract flexibility, there's both of those deals are flexible. Here's another situation that possibly could happen. Red Sox send Yoshida and Cutter Crawford to Atlanta for Matt Olson. Eh? Or yeah? Yeah or nah? Jacob?
Yeah.
It's tougher because you're giving up Crawford, but again, you would say, all right, if Hauk comes back, Crawford really hasn't had a defining role as a starting pitcher like he used to. Atlanta, they're in a situation where they're starting to fall. Oh, and you also get J.R. Richie, their number six prospect. So it'd be Olsen and Atlanta's number six prospect for Yoshida and Cutter Crawford. And so J.R. Richie, a pitcher as well. So you're getting starting pitching back, but not ready for prime time just yet. So maybe it's you do a deal where here's something that answers right now and an answer for the future. You got about 120 million coming in from Olsen in terms through 30-30 through. Yeah, so what is? So you've still got 5 years of control on Matt Olsen, and let's see if there's 120 due and five more years left. So somewhere around what 20 something million, high 20s. So you're one of the. You get your first baseman. You get a high quality star player. Get a prospect. It only cost you Yoshida and pitching. Maybe that's something that does go out the door. Keep an eye on the Bregman situation. And the reason why I say keep an eye on it is because if you're the Red Sox, and let's say you don't necessarily like what you see from Bregman once he returns, let's just say you just get the defense, but the offense isn't necessarily there, and you know that he's going to want more than what he's getting. Do you take the chance of saying, do we deal Bregman now and get something in return, or take our chances in negotiating with Bregman and coming to an impasse and getting nothing in return? I would say you would always try to get something for something. That's kind of the tough, that's tough there because you feel like, hey, with all the energy going on, you want to see what Bregman can do, but at the same time, you've only got a short window to see it. So maybe the trade-off is we're not going to trade Bregman if you're the Red Sox, but at the same time, we're also not going to negotiate now, and I think that's the right. I think that's probably the right move, is do not negotiate right now because you don't know if you're going to end up paying for something that's going to be in its decline. Now, what's advantageous for Bregman is Bregman's history, almost without fail, is the guy is on fire after the All-Star break. Like July, August, September is Bregman's season. And if you don't want to necessarily give that up. So it's a really weird spot because you want to see Bregman do. You got Bregman because you're like, hey, what this guy does in post-All-Star break is why Houston is a big reason why Houston became Houston, okay? Can he do that here? But what if he doesn't do it? Let's say other people do it, but what if he doesn't do it? Because I now believe that the Red Sox are a playoff team. They're a playoff team, and management has to make a move. But what if Bregman doesn't show Bregman to be Bregman in these summer months? The good thing is, you know, that you have someone that you can make your third baseman. If that's what Mayer has to be, then Mayer becomes a third baseman. Maybe you get a big deal somewhere down the road, or even Trevor Story. I mean, in the last save trade game, I did trade him off, send him off, only because if someone's willing to overpay for Trevor Story and get you back what immediately you need, well, then you can rock with Bregman. Right, I think that's the other part of it, is there's no way going into next season you could still be holding on to Yoshida, Story, and Bregman's contract and still try and make moves to shore up the team. All right, 617-779-7937. I saw something very interesting regarding the Patriots and what people believe is going to happen with him, and I disagree with it. That's next, but right now it's time to trend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
With Jacob Lassner. KJ Show, WEEI. This is kind of strange. I'm consistently here every week. Like, I'm glad that you could be here. 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for the nice text and sometimes the not so nice text. It means you're paying attention. And that's all I could ask for. So I appreciate any of you who are here. And remember, Alexa devices say, hey, Alexa, play WEEI, Boston Sports Original. And you can listen on your Alexa devices. And, you know, I like to do that is like go to other people's houses. Do that. See if the command is. Hey, you should probably train it to do your voice. Just trying to make sure. So appreciate you being here. And don't forget, Red Sox going for the sweep. I keep thinking about what I'm saying. The Red Sox going for their third series sweep in a row today. This is crazy. But it's crazy good. All right, text line 617-779-7937. We've been talking Red Sox the whole time, right? This is the Jacob, isn't this what they say? Oh, you're all so negative. They're so negative. I've talked about the Red Sox since I've opened my mouth at 8 o'clock, and it's like 9:20 something. So what do we have on the text line? Because we've been discussing Red Sox and all the different things that potentially could happen here over the next couple of weeks.
Well, speaking of negative, people didn't like some of your trade proposals. Here we go. Trade Toro, who is your backup first base? Trade Story, who is your backup? Hamilton, barely adequate at second base. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Wait. He said trade Toro, who's your backup? Toro's the backup. Okay, continue. And trade Story, who's your backup? I mean, maybe Hamilton stays, right? So that's the other. So reread that to me again, because they're like, who? Because they're asking who the backup is. And I'm thinking about, like, who is going to be the player that comes here that either A, becomes the superstar solid number two behind Crochet, and or B, becomes the solidified first baseman that has playoff experience, plays in a park that's going to be advantageous to their skill set, and then think about how you wrote. Okay, go ahead.
Somebody said, Yoshida stinks and Hamilton stinks. You're trying to make it sound like anyone wants that trash.
Well, I didn't put up teams that were in playoff contention, did I? I don't know if you know this is how this kind of works. There are kind of teams in the league that they're like, you know what? These guys here that we have aren't working. We have no record to show for it. I don't care who we bring in. Save us some money. And we'll get a reset. And if it's around Yoshida, that's fine. If it's Hamilton, great. Maybe he's a utility guy that plays probably 75 games, starts 75 games. Like, there are teams that exist in baseball. Look, I know we're blessed with the history and the dynamics of the Boston Red Sox. But for every Boston Red Sox, you know, there is an Anaheim Angels. Or there is a Sacramento A's. There are a Kansas City Royals. So, yeah, this isn't about whether they suck or not. This is about moving money. That's the key. How do I move matching money more so than saying, oh, man, that guy sucks? A couple more texts.
Trade. Oh, sorry. We got Story is your shortstop for 2026. Romy Gonzalez plays three positions and crushes left-handed pitching. And he reaches the Green Monster with his eyes closed. He is going nowhere. Ref Snyder is not that fast, but fantastic first hour.
Thanks. Well, I mean, like I said, everybody has their right to think. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong and I'm right, but you're wrong and I'm right. No. You have to think about what is it that you need for right now. If we were talking, when there's like, are they buyers or sellers talk, it was when they were like three games under 500. You would probably say, hey, this is a team that's probably going to be a seller. Now this team is, what, five games over 500. They've passed the Rays in the standings. They're right on the necks of the Yankees. So you don't think you'd want to have this team a little bit cocked and loaded, ready for the next Yankee series, where you have a chance to potentially bury those cockroaches? And then if you get to Toronto, how's the team done against Toronto? Pretty good. So the team that leads the division is a team that you like, we can handle them. The team that is supposed to, that was leading the division, that spends all the money, they're sliding. You want to catch them as they're coming down. Tampa, what's always been dangerous about them is like, man, how do they find these really cheap guys that really perform? That's what got Heim Bloom a job. But yeah, like, teams may say, okay, Gonzalez, who's a rotated player, would be an everyday starter here. Ref Snyder is a rotational player there that potentially could be an everyday starter here. This is what your need as a team, Red Sox, may be totally different than what another team needs. Like, you don't think Ref Snyder wants to be an everyday player? You don't think Gonzalez wants to be an everyday player? I'm not saying they don't want to be here. But if it's offered an opportunity to be an everyday Major League Baseball player where you're in the lineup day in, day out, that's what you get to the major leagues for. And so if that means they have to go play for somebody else for a number two starting pitcher behind Groshay, and you're going to make this run, you're going to figure out what the other backups are going to do. You're going to figure that out. I'm totally with you. Gonzalez mashes. Again, 2 weeks ago on this show, I said, if it wasn't for Ref Snyder and Gonzalez, where would this team be? But they're also the guys who are the backups. And if they were everyday guys, I would be like, you're absolutely crazy, because who were you put in there every day? You're asking, what do you do about the guys who are not the everyday guys? I don't want to see them go. I'm just trying to put on a business hat to say, if you know that you're probably trying to get, if you can get a number two pitcher, you didn't hear me say Romy Gonzalez for Josh Naylor. You didn't hear me say that. But now that you need pitching, that Dobbins is down, I think you have to think about, if someone believes that one of our our secondary players who provide primary results gets a chance to play every day, we hate to see them go. But as a business, we need a pitcher. As a player, you probably need to play. You probably deserve to play every day. All right, one more text, and then I will get into some of this Patriots stuff here.
We have a text about Marcelo Meyer. Meyer is a gamer. You can see him out there fighting for dubs. He is hungry for dubs.
Yes. Think about it. This guy is supposed to be the future shortstop. How many games have we seen him play shortstop since he's been here? And he's performed well. So if you've got a guy who can play second, who can play third, and they're naturally the shortstop, then yeah, you're right. This guy's willing to do what it takes to get the W. You heard Rafaela say it the other night. I just want to win. So the more guys you get under, you just want to win. And if it means I got to play second today, I can play it. I broke the over-under of Mookie for, you know what? If I don't say Mookie Betts' name for another minute, I would break the over-under 90 minutes. Did you realize that? Because the first time I said it didn't count because they brought up the name. So I'm going to wait. Now it is 30. It has now been 90 minutes into the KJ show. You would then have a Mookie Betts effect going on with guys who could play outfield and can play second. You need me to play third. You need me to play second.
Overhit by 10 seconds. Wow.
Overhit by 10. Can we get some applause here on the KJ show? I mean, that is just absolutely beautiful right there. That's what probably saying. Yeah. Look. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the Academy. No, but that is kind of the attitude that you see is permeating into the locker room, into this dugout, into these young players. And
those are the ones that you would want to have around. Like, it's like, there's no question about it. Like, you want to have those people around. Like, keep in mind, was maybe 3 weeks ago, people were like, what is Rafaela doing? Like, it's not, are you asking that now? What questions do you have about Zidane Rafaela now? Right? That's my point, is these guys are starting to pick things up a little quicker. This is why I also say, with all these other guys who are picking these things up quickly, someone like Durant, you still have to say, we believe in you and this is the risk we're going to take. So we're going to keep you because we know that ultimately what you can become almost is non-existent in the league when it comes to speed, right? Like, it's something that's been missing from the game for years, but has been so key to the success of teams throughout history in this game, has been speed. And you've heard Cora say it. Run the bases correctly. Defense, you can win games that way. You don't have to have the big boppers. You don't have to have the big names. Guys going for 50, 60 home runs. Now this is a team you're like, hey, if there are a couple of guys that have mid-20s, maybe just at 30 home runs, like Abreu's a guy that you could see finishing probably maybe like 28 home runs, something like that. And you wouldn't be like, gosh, there's nobody who can hit. You're like, you see how many runs these guys are putting in the game? If you got a bunch of guys that hit doubles, singles, triples, those all count too. Those all count too. One more text if this is put KJ up on the cross. Another text, because we've been talking Red Sox. I know some people have been upset about my trade, but it doesn't seem like anybody's upset that I'm saying Yoshida. I don't think anybody said that I was upset about that. So, one more text, Jacob.
Somebody wanted you to clarify your comparison with Romy Gonzalez and the pitching with Hunter Dobbins.
If you're so I think Romy Gonzalez is the name that's probably getting perked up a lot in conversations about, like, whatever the Red Sox are looking for, Romy Gonzalez's name is starting to creep up to the top. If Romy Gonzalez is the piece that brings in a number two pitcher or even a number three pitcher, I think, because Bayo could claim that spot as the number two pitcher today, he could do that. He might be that guy, be like, hey, we need to ride this guy. Giolito is giving you great service innings and sometimes has really outperformed what you've thought. And then if Buehler has to figure things out and we're already past the third pitcher, then if you bring in another pitcher, you could say, okay, if this person can outshine what Buehler is doing and more than what Giolito gives you, and it cost Romy Gonzalez, I am okay with that. I'm okay with that. And if it means that Romy Gonzalez becomes an everyday player, I mean, great for him. I mean, yeah, you'd hate to see him go and crush and mash and everything, but if it also means that the Red Sox make a run to the World Series, you know, you would almost say Romy Gonzalez is good enough to be a position player playing every day for a major league team. Is it with this team? They haven't said that. That hasn't been said, right? It's like, you don't think you wouldn't want to hear the KJ show every day of the week? Now you just get high quality bombs hit every Sunday. Like, maybe that's the KJ show is the Romy Gonzalez of WEEI. You like that, Jacob, right there?
Absolutely.
There you go. Utility, I might show up for Arcan or anything like that, even though I might have played for another team as the morning show guy. Like, so you're going to get quality. So, all right, let me get to some of the Patriots. Like, isn't that fascinating? Isn't it? This is what's great about this area as well, is I've got 20 minutes left in this show and I haven't talked a thing about pigskin at all. These other people be like, oh, we're going to talk NFL. Do you think Joe Burrow has a longer left nostril or shorter left nostril? That's next. We're talking football. No, it's just come prepared, man. Come prepared. I saw that the Patriots now with Vegas, and we'll get to bets to the future here in a couple of minutes, is underwater, is minus money to miss the playoffs. I'm like, wait a minute. What do they see that said this team, because I think a team that goes 10-7 in the AFC makes the playoffs. I mean, my God, anybody who gets to play anybody in the AFC South, not named the Houston Texans, you're going to see so many, you're probably going to see in that conference, in that division, at least two teams with double-digit losses, right? I think that's how bad the AFC. So when you have that, other teams are going to do well throughout it. Usually you want to say, hey, a team that wins one division, the team behind them may be a game or two off. That is a division where you're like, hey, that team may be three or four games off. Right? In the AFC East, with Miami getting rid of Jonnu Smith, and you don't know where Tyreek Hill's head's going to be, I don't know if this team isn't better than the Patriots. So I'm thinking, like, how do you come to this conclusion that the Patriots aren't going to be a playoff team? So with that, I say, let's get to bets to the future. And this is pretty much all going to be tied towards the Patriots. Hit it, Jacob.
You're up right now. Ride it out.
Put your money in your mouth, is. You mean bet?
Yeah. How about 10?
I have.
Seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
Not 10,000. $10.
So I go to BetMGM because I do work with them when I do daily tip on their national network. Sometimes you can hear it on 850 WEEI AM. First thing I want to get to is how the AFC East is going to finish. First, second, third, fourth. All right. Bills first, Patriots second, Dolphins third, Jets fourth, plus 230. That's the lowest odds, followed by Bills first, Dolphins second, Patriots third, Jets fourth. You start to get into funny numbers beyond that. You start getting into the 8-1s, 9-1s after that. So somewhere in there, it's really the story of, are the Dolphins as good as they think they are, or are the Patriots better than some people believe they are? I think the Patriots are better. So the Patriots as the number two team in the AFC East, I think that second team in the AFC East, the Patriots, potentially could be a 10-win team and make the playoffs, which takes me to the next phase of this, right? The New England Patriots stage of elimination. To miss the playoffs, minus 185. That is a high number. Lose in the wild card round, plus 275. But losing the divisional round, which I think happens. I don't think they lose their wild card game. I think they win that first game. But losing the divisional round, plus 650. AP Coach of the Year. Mike Vrabel was the leader at one point. That's not the case anymore. It's now Ben Johnson. I'm like, yeah, but you still have Caleb Williams. Like, really, you can have all these things on paper? They believe Ben Johnson will be the coach of the year. I think he might be the saddest coach of the year, realizing that just because you have an offensive mind doesn't mean that you have offensive pieces that can perform what you need. Mike Vrabel at plus 750, 7.5-1 for Mike Vrabel to be coach of the year. And I just told you the team is probably going to finish second in the AFC East. Where is Chicago going to finish in the NFC North? Ahead of Detroit? I don't think so. Ahead of Green Bay? Probably not. Ahead of Minnesota? That's the question. If they don't, how are you going to be the last place team in your division and be coach of the year? I don't see the NFC Central being that big of a juggernaut, all right? Followed by Jim Harbaugh at 10-1, Leon Cohen at 14-1, Pete Carroll at 14-1, Sean Payton 15-1, Dave Canales at 16-1, Aaron Glenn at 18-1, Dan Campbell at 20-1. Like, he was the sweetheart a couple years ago. Now you become good, no one thinks you're going to be named Coach of the Year. The Patriots over-under. This has been one of the weird numbers I've seen moving around. But now they're getting closer to that 9 number. So if you believe they win over 9.5 games, which I do, it's plus 165. So just ahead of even money. Over 10.5, which used to be the only place you could jump in at plus 240. Under 9.5, minus 200, and even money, under 8.5. So there's a belief that the Patriots will go 8-9, which I think is absolutely crazy, unless this offensive line does not get it together. And Stephon Diggs does have a play for comeback player of the year at 30-1 if you're interested. And that's bets to the future. Shiitake! Next on the KJ Show. Thanks for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check it out. Yeah. Let the cool down, the KJ show here on WEEI. Let that rock a little, Jacob. Let it rock.
Give me the fantasy.
Yeah.
That you
pass it while you're there.
To make us all happy.
I'm happy that you're here. 617-779-7937. My man John Lyons is next at 10. And then, of course, the Red Sox going for the sweep against the Rays. Oh, I'm so happy. First pitch at 1:35, pregame here at 12:35. Catch all the action here on WEEI. So before I get into this new feature called Oshitake, yes, how it's spelt is what this is about. This takes a look at some of these takes, because this take game is really bad. Like, I just try and come to you as authentically as possible, right? It's just the conversation, me and you in a living room. Imagine someone sitting in your living room, you're talking sports, and suddenly they just break out into a take. Like, it's like, are you kidding? Like, it's really getting disgusting, I'll be honest with you. So, before we get out of here, let's introduce Oshitake. Hit it, Jacob.
Yo, doodle, man, what you got for me next?
Oh, Oshitake.
Ish, take.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's start with Jason Whitlock and his comments about Stephen A. Smith and him in this industry.
Hey, this guy's overexposed. That he's doing too much and it's kind of blowing up in his face. And, you know, this whole tough guy routine and all of that is a deflection away from, yeah, I'm going to be doing less. The inside the NBA crew is coming over here. And he's trying to now spin that into a positive, that he needs the rest and he's glad. He's kind of embracing, hey, maybe I am overexposed.
You don't have to ask me. Is that shiitake good? Shiitake bad?
What the hell did you just say?
Ish take.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Next, Jason McIntyre of the Colin Cowherd Show discussing the acquisition of DeAndre Ayton to the Lakers.
Let's just say DeAndre Ayton through his first seven seasons is kind of sort of a top eight center in the league. Jokic is an MVP. Giannis is an MVP. AD's all NBA. Joel Embiid has an MVP. These are all great players. DeAndre Ayton's in that class with them. He just obviously was in Portland, so nobody paid attention.
What?
What the hell did you just say?
Ish cake.
Oh, shiitake. Finally, our favorite Kendrick Perkins on LeBron and his situation with the Lakers.
Your franchise guy now is Luka Doncic. It's not a 40-year-old LeBron James. It's not Rich Paul and Cut Sports no more. It's Luka and it's WME. Bill Duffy. I said this on air two, three days ago. I said DeAndre Ayton go sign with the Lakers because you know who DeAndre Ayton represented by WME. So if you don't think that Lucas is having a say in what's going on with the Lakers front office right now, you crazy.
Wow, you know what?
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
So there you go. Oh, shiitake. Takes around the world. I mean, you know, the hate for Stephen A. Smith, it's just getting ridiculous. I would respect more people if they just said, I don't like the money he makes. Just say that. Now, when it comes to KJ knows baseball, right? So if some of the criticisms, but they only know football and basketball. Yeah, there's a little pepper in that. Yeah. And you listen to that KJ Carson boy. He could talk about the 78 one-game series against the Yankees and tell you the final out. And then McIntyre. I never did I think they'd be like, you know what? They need to go back and get Joy Reid. I mean, not Joy Reid. Joy Taylor, I'm sorry. Yeah, Joy Taylor. Like, you're just like, oh, bro. You're just proving that not only that there was more than just quality going on there in that spot. To sit there and say that DeAndre Ayton is a top eight center and put him in the same conversation with Giannis, like I don't get what that is. You know what this all comes from, right? And this kind of does go to this narrative of this is what happened when some cats can only really speak football and basketball is when you have the summer league. And summer league is really just watching it's like watching a college basketball game with bad jerseys and no fans. It's very hard to get in baseball. Like, so when you say baseball, you got to find the story in baseball. Look, I'd hate to be doing baseball in Sacramento right now, but then again, you have to be, this is why they pay you the bad bucks, right? Is you got to be able to talk this stuff and got to be able to say like, hey, this team is so bad. I wouldn't be surprised if they move. Why don't you just play at the high school? Why not just make them a traveling team and play at all the high school? Like, you've got to go at it like that. But this is what happens. Like, you're literally talking about DeAndre Ayton as like a real conversation piece. Like, are you kidding? Right now, when baseball has probably has the most compact, like there are like eight or nine teams that could end up being in the playoffs and ultimately could win it. And probably the most interesting story of them all is what happens with the Red Sox. Like, the Yankees got to fight for their life. I mean, it's a fact. The Dodgers have shown themselves to be porous. Like, they can lose you six straight games. Fan base is kind of like turning on them a little bit too. It's a fascinating, but you got to do the work. You got to go figure this stuff out. But Perk wasn't crazy about LeBron. LeBron has realized that, hey, when you take up all the air in the room, they will eventually go get an oxygen tank. And so I put it in this perspective about LeBron. Because everything is about chasing Michael Jordan. That's just call it what it is. The movie Like Mike, which is a fascinating movie. My kid loves it and everything. It's about this kid who finds these pair of shoes and it has the letters MJ on the tag and he wears it, gives him magical powers. If you did a movie called Like LeBron, do you think your kids would really want to go see it? If they found a pair of shoes and it had the letters LB in them that the kid would say it's going to give him magical powers? That's what LeBron is struggling with. He's realizing he does not have magical powers. And even Michael Jordan got fired, even though he was an owner, part owner, but he got fired from his last job in Washington. So, yeah, that's why it's kind of tough for me. I can't watch Summer League. I can't. Like, I watch Cooper Flagg, like, literally the only reason why Summer League is to watch, really, is to see Cooper Flagg take 30 shots.
Ugo's playing well.
That's fine. Like, I don't want to see. I don't like. I just can't watch Summer League. You know who Summer League is exciting to? Teams that are bad or young. Like, if you're a San Antonio fan, Summer League is exciting to you. 4 years ago, Oklahoma City, exciting to watch them in Summer League, right? If you're good and you're not really taking draft picks, these other teams, who's the team that just got six draft picks? Memphis?
That was the Nets.
The Nets.
The Nets had like five first-round draft picks. Watch none of them work out.
Right. Yeah. The Summer League, more interesting in Summer League than during regular league. So for the, like, I can't think of the last time I really actively overly watched the Celtics in Summer League. Maybe, you know, when Jordan Walsh was picked, because I liked what he did in college, I wanted to see what he would do in Summer League. Maybe I'll poke in and see what Hugo does. Maybe that's what I'll do. It's just tough. That and trying to watch, like, Wimbledon. Oh my gosh. Talk about taking up all your summer. You don't miss the Williams sisters now? The girl who was in the Wimbledon final yesterday, she's actually from, like, where I'm from is, like, very much like New England. Like, you say you're from Boston, but you're, like, from one of these small towns, like, these towns that's inside of the gray area. And she's from a town called Tinton Falls. And I was just like, I had no idea. Then I'm thinking, I'm like, you would not know who she is. She's, like, 21 years old. So before we get out of here, 617-779-7937. You're on the air.
Hi, Ralph from Cranston. I don't know if you mentioned it, but no. Where you are, if I were the Lakers, I said it last week, I would absolutely move LeBron. It's time. Look, this guy is one of the greatest players of all time, but he's 40 years old. He's to a point, yes, he wants to be that Michael Jordan. He wants to consume things. He's upset. Well, you didn't discuss the, you know, getting Luka. I would get a nice piece for him. Get what you, some team would overpay to try to get one. The Knicks may overpay. Absolutely. I would build with Luka. I would bring in some other talent, and I would say, you know what? All right, thanks, LeBron, but I don't know. I'd move him in a hot beat if I was a Lakers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. John Lyons next here on WEEI. Thank you for making the KJ Show like something fun, old dark, early in the morning. Maybe, do we get shirts made, Jacob, saying the KJ Show is the Romy Gonzalez of WEEI? Would it all fit on the front?
I'll talk to management.
They're not going to pay for that. Thank you for your work, Jacob. Enjoy John next here on WEEI. See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.